Welcome to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Social Joey and Deb Evans Consulting. Here is your host, Jack Munson.
Hello, my geeks. Hello. It is Social Geek Radio, episode 18 of season 9. And hello to today's co-host. It's Leanne Caruso of Kigo. Hey, Leanne.
Hi, Jack. Excited to be here today.
Can you believe we are 18 episodes into the year 2018?
No, I can't. You are killing it this year.
Yeah, well, or it's killing me. One of us is getting killed. I'm not sure which. But today we're going to talk a little branding, a little marketing, a little franchising, and a lot of video with one of our favorite geeks from the franchise space. It's Stefania Sigurdsson Forbes, Senior Marketing Director of Franchise Blast. Hey, Stefania, how are you?
Hello, thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining Social Geek Radio, almost halfway through the year 2018. We've been chatting a bit recently after we've seen your awesome videos that keep popping up on a weekly basis. And I thought, you know, we need to learn a little bit more about this because there's some really good stuff that's happening out there. And it's an area that I'm not knowledgeable and or comfortable in. So I thought it would be great to have you on the show and talk a little bit about these videos and some other personal branding things. But first, let's find out a little bit more about you. Tell us your story, your background about yourself, your brand, and everything.
Sure. So my background is more corporate. I've been in both the franchising space and the software space. And I started off as a marketing analyst and was most recently a marketing director for a franchisor called Tutor Doctor.
Oh, yeah.
So I spent most of my time on that corporate side. Yeah, so you're familiar with Tutor Doctor. And I've recently kind of jumped over to Franchise Blast kind of as a change, but also in that comfort zone of software. So I really come at marketing from that strategic point of view. I know that you guys are more that agency standpoint, but I have a MBA from Queen's University and really, really am a business geek as well as a marketing geek.
And you're doing marketing now for Franchise Blast. For those who might not be familiar with Franchise Blast, give us a little background on Franchise Blast and what they're doing.
So Franchise Blast is a operations software company. So that focus is on creating amazing operational software for franchise systems. The founder, Jason Keeley, actually started the company when he was 16 years old. It got him through his studies at school. And after he finished school, he launched it. And they now have 90 brands and 12,500 locations working on the Franchise Blast systems for their brand consistency. Yeah.
Wow. Very cool. Wow. Let's start with some talk about personal branding. It's always interesting to me when I see people, especially in this industry, where you kind of become the voice or the face or you know, the person at the conference or, you know, whatever for your franchise brand or for your agency or supplier company. I see quite a bit of that with actually both of you guys that you know, you're sort of out there in front of your brands as the, I don't even know what the word is anymore. Do people still say ambassador? Is that cool anymore or not?
I think brand ambassador.
Brand ambassador is the word, but
okay.
We're not salespeople either, but we are, I would say brand ambassador is a solid word for that.
Is that a good responsibility for like the marketing person within a company to be that brand ambassador? And how does it lend to the brand overall, I guess, is my question.
I think it is a really good role for marketing when they go to trade shows and that kind of stuff. The biggest reason is because when we're chatting to people, they know that we don't have like any kind of revenue targets or anything like that. We're there to actually talk to people to help develop the product in a way that will help the target the most. And you end up having these really great conversations that come from a genuine place. What do you think, Leanne?
I completely agree. That was so well put. I think different companies feel different ways about having the marketing person out front. I've always been a firm believer that it's a great idea because that's the person, one of the people that truly believe in the brand. And like you said, it's a true engagement, building relationships, helping people understand about the company as a whole, as opposed to trying to sell them something. So yeah, I completely agree with you, Stefania.
Yeah, I always thought the greatest marketing person of my favorite brand was a guy by the name of Steve Jobs. You know, he also happened to be the founder, but let's face it, he was the marketing person, right? And the company, you know, some could argue was pretty much built on his personal brand because he was the guy out front. Now, he was also the guy that was going to sell you a bunch of stuff, right? But you know, he was the brand. And you know, I think we could all be a little bit more like Steve. Let's talk about some of your other activities, Stefania, especially these videos. You know, I got to tell you, there's a lot of video that you see on Facebook and LinkedIn and other places, and there's a lot of video that you skip. you seem to really have amped this up a lot in a short amount of time. Give us a little background on how you got started with this.
Sure. So I started off wanting to build a personal brand and kind of doing outreach to a bigger audience. And I first pursued that using webinars. So anyone in franchising knows that webinars are our very best friends and we love it as a communication method. So I started doing quarterly webinars about different marketing topics and they went pretty well. So I had like pretty good attendance. I had over 100 people on each webinar. I'd reach out to people afterwards and it was a ton of work, tons of moving parts, but they came off pretty good. So I thought, well, if these quarterly webinars are going well, why don't I try weekly webinars? So I did that. And guess what? I didn't get a lot of engagement. I found that people just didn't want to have a weekly webinar. Even though in the franchise systems that I was familiar with, I'd have like regular weekly webinars with my favorite franchisees. It just didn't kind of work in the civilian world, so to speak.
Was it just too much? You know, is weekly just too much for a local business owner to commit to, or what do you think?
I actually think it's that because I was using topics that I knew people were interested in. But it was just, I think maybe too much of a commitment. Hour long webinar just wasn't really holding people's attention. And it was really hard to get everybody kind of to sign up and to do all that stuff. Like I was exhausting my list that I had, my email list, as well as my Facebook list and LinkedIn list.
So not working during the week, not working on a weekly basis. So this leads you to going into video.
Yeah. So what I found was I started doing promotional videos for the webinars. And I am also an artist. So I'm a visual artist. And I thought, well, the way that I can stand out amongst all of the other like way more beautiful than me marketing girls out there doing videos is to have some of my art in the background and maybe do kind of create some like models using some of my business background with that. So I started to do these promotional videos on Facebook Live and I found I was getting lots of engagement and people were having a lot of fun with those videos. So that's sort of where one thing led to another. I thought, well, why am I getting so much more out of these, you know, 10-minute videos? Sometimes they're even 5 minutes. I'm getting way more out of those than the hour-long webinars. So I just canned the webinars and I focused in only on the Facebook Live videos.
I love that. So the webinars, not so great, but the commercials for the webinars were fantastic. So
yeah.
Just going with that, right? And when did you make this change? Was this like 6 months ago, a year ago? How long are we talking now?
Yeah, it was probably around the winter. So it was like, yeah, like I think I've really got up and running with the videos and they, you know, the production values have gotten better over time for sure. But it was around Christmas time that it started to improve. Like, I don't know if you guys have seen that with your clients where sometimes they try one medium like webinars and it doesn't work, but then they try another medium like video and it does?
Yes. I mean, I think you have to meet people where they are too. So depending on the content that you're promoting and the length and the objective of the message that you're trying to get out or the education piece that you're trying to do, certainly some avenues work better than others. It's like for me, for my background, as far as social, you know, it's kind of the same thing about, you know, should you be on Facebook or should you be on LinkedIn or should you be on Twitter? And you try one thing and realize that's not the right avenue for them. So yeah, I kind of liken it to the same in regards to social.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's where they are and maybe also when they are. I know exactly. Me personally, I used to attend a lot of webinars, you know, back in the day when, you know, HubSpot and companies like that would do a lot of free webinars. And, you know, it was always Wednesday at noon or something like that. And, you know, you'd put aside some time in the day. I haven't attended a webinar in the middle of the work week in probably 4 years. Wow. It's just impossible, right? I mean, I don't know who has, hey, let's do 2 hours in the middle of the day, right? So, you know, unless you're going to do a webinar at my favorite work time of day, which I refer to as Wine 30, which is about 11 p.m., that's when I consume stuff, right? That's when if they were doing a webinar then, I'd be all signed up for it. But your videos can be watched anywhere.
Right. And I'll say that you've hit the sweet spot, I think. And I think, you know, having that trial and error between the webinars and then the commercials and then now what you're doing, because what I see is, you know, my schedule is so jam packed from the minute I wake up to the minute I go to sleep till Wine 30, as Jack calls it. And then if I'm scrolling through LinkedIn and I see your video, you know, when I see videos in LinkedIn or Facebook, I look at the time of how long they are before I decide whether or not I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
So when I see you're always the perfect time that I say, you know what, I can stop and watch this for a second because I know that I'm going to get good content. I know that it's going to be valuable and I know that I can absorb it quickly and move on. So I think you really have done a really great job, you know, navigating your way through figuring out where the people are and meeting them there. So good job.
Thanks, Leanne. You just made my day.
So are you seeing most of your views coming from Facebook or YouTube or LinkedIn or, you know, where are most people consuming this stuff?
So I would say it's a mix between Facebook and LinkedIn. And it really depends on the topic. And I guess like three things. One is the topic, two is the setup, and three is kind of like that general umbrella thing. So sometimes I'll focus on like, you know, teamwork and that kind of stuff, like HR type topics. People seem to really like that. Other times it'll be heavy duty business focus. Like last week I did Porter's Five Forces, for example. So, you know, depending on those three things, we'll get different viewers in different places. So, so basically between LinkedIn and Facebook, I get about 1,000 to 2,000 viewers per week. And on YouTube, I don't have a lot of success, unfortunately.
Hmm.
So I'm trying to figure YouTube out, maybe thinking of it as a library. That's been suggested before. But sometimes I find it disheartening when I've got like 800 views on Facebook and then I have like 2 on LinkedIn. It just it makes that wrong impression, right?
Right.
Though I'd say that the 2 on LinkedIn might be really good business contacts, right?
Yes.
As opposed to, you know, your cousin on Facebook.
Yeah, that's true.
That's good advice as far as using it as kind of a storage or library, because it's always stuff that you can reference back. But on LinkedIn and Facebook, people aren't going to be searching and finding it. So when people end up searching and finding the topic that they're looking for online, then they'll find it on YouTube, because YouTube is essentially a search engine, right?
Yep.
So I think using all three platforms is super smart. I have a question for you. How do you pick your topics?
That's a great question. So typically the topics are what's going on in terms of Franchise Blast or Franchise Blast clients. So usually there's a business dilemma that's going on that we want to kind of find a solution to. So I recently read an article by Joe Matthews, you know, one of the gurus of franchising. And he was saying there's no PhD in franchising, which is very true. So you do find like a lot of like intellectual challenges from a business standpoint. And so often I think about some of the models that I learned about in school, and I think about, you know, I'm a big reader and podcast listener, so I think about all these different models, and I think, well, how could we apply that to the situation? So sometimes, like, I'll scribble some notes as I'm chatting, or I have a little whiteboard beside me, and then, you know, then I'll think, okay, this is the topic that we really, really should focus on. Like last week it was competition, you know, just because I was seeing that out in the world. So it's just kind of like my way of like kind of thinking through whatever problem is coming up for that week.
And you're using your art background to do some illustration. That's a big flip chart in the background, right?
Yes.
I love that. There's so much thought put behind the chart, and that also catches people's eye, I think. So one of the things that I do also when I'm scrolling through LinkedIn is, you know, I see your flip chart and I'm like, ooh, what is she going to talk about now? I think it's a great way. And I think it also helps makes you stand out from what other people are doing on LinkedIn and Facebook.
Yeah. Thanks. And some of the surprising things that I really didn't expect. So I guess I realized at one point that, you know, one thing that I'm passionate about is bringing creativity to business. And so I love doing like whiteboard sessions with my franchisees. I love being at those FAC meetings. I loved hanging out with agency folks and kind of brainstorming and that kind of stuff. Like that was like a big passion. And so I was thinking when I created these webinars and videos to bring that kind of passion into it. But the one thing that really shocked me is that what a surprise audience has been creative people who are interested in business. So I had one friend of mine who has a band, and he said on one of my videos, he said, thanks, Steph, this really helped me with my band management. And I have another friend who has an Etsy store, and she was kind of using some of the videos in terms of how she was positioning her jewelry. So it was a really surprise outcome, but it was also really interesting.
That is interesting to see how your messaging affects the more non-traditional businesses that you might not necessarily been aiming for, but you're still able to help.
Yeah.
Are you gaining viewers and fans strictly organically, or are you doing any paid advertising to drive traffic to your videos?
So I do have a very small paid advertising campaign. And you may laugh, it's $5 a week on Facebook. So it's just kind of like a boost. So I do a $5 campaign a week on Facebook, boosting my video. And essentially, I did a number of tests in terms of targeting. And I found that the best way to target was to target the fans of my page and their friends. So on a regular basis, I target the fans of my page and their friends. And since I've been doing this on a weekly basis, probably about 6 months or so, with this same campaign, the theory of repetition has really come into play. Because while when I started, I only got about half of the people who saw my videos would view them on Facebook, now it's about 2/3 to 3/4 of people that view my videos will actually play them. So I found that kind of interesting. And that's always what the agency people were telling me, that repetition works. And that's coming up right to me now.
And $5 a week is better than four. So
right,
everything else.
I love that, because people always think that they have to spend so much money on Facebook advertising, and it doesn't have to be that way. You know, just putting a little bit each day or each week can really make a little bit of a difference, or a big difference even. That's yep. Great.
And I think when you've got something that's as shareable as what you're putting out there, you don't have to pay to reach the mass audience with, you know, some big sales message. I think hitting your fans and their friends is almost like a paid organic, if that's even a thing, where, you know, you're just juicing it a little bit, so your fans and their friends might share it with their friends and get a little bit of a ripple effect going.
Yep, that's right. And then there's a slow and steady growth in my audience on my page too. So so then it just kind of creates that ripple effect. And all of those guys are in Canada, the US, and the UK. And so every week, that's something that really goes up and down, is from what country people are watching them, along with the age demographics.
Any tips or things you're doing to help juice it up a little bit on the LinkedIn side? Because I got to tell you, that's where I always see your videos. They, for some reason, they tend to pop up for me on LinkedIn before Facebook. And I think a lot of that is because there's still not a lot of video on LinkedIn. So for those of you who are doing video, that's probably a good thing. So any tips on LinkedIn or anything that you've found over there that that really seems to help?
Definitely. So because LinkedIn is very much a business community. So us that have kind of made our lives in business, we know that the business community can be a very friendly community and a very open one in terms of messaging. So essentially, I do a few things on LinkedIn. The first thing is that if I find a model that is from somebody that I'm friends with on LinkedIn, such as Greg Nathan, who is a one of the gurus in franchising from Australia. Mm-hmm. So he does a model about franchisee engagement, which is very inspiring and very you know, amazing for us that have been in the industry a long time. It's like really is a model that's that truly happens out in the field. So I tagged him in that post, and then he replied saying that he enjoyed watching my video. Then suddenly my views from Australia totally blew up and the views overall on that video completely blew up. And it came from a very genuine place, right? Because, you know, I think a lot of us really like Greg and his work. I wouldn't say he's my personal friend, but I do like his work in terms of a professional context. And it's just been one of those things where he's approachable, right?
Very cool. Yeah, nothing like getting a little thumbs up from Greg Nathan in the franchise community. That's that's the way to do it. This is Social Geek Radio. We have just a couple of minutes left today with Stefania Sigurdsson Forbes, the Senior Marketing Director of Franchise Blast. Stefania, I want to ask you next sort of about what's coming up next for you. But first, a quick announcement that this episode of Social Geek Radio is brought to you by Franchise Dictionary Magazine. The May issue is available now at franchisedictionarymagazine.com. Also, we look forward to seeing our very good friend Jill Abramson, the editor-in-chief of Franchise Dictionary, and her entire team at the International Franchise Expo happening at the Javits Center in New York City, May 31st through June 2nd. So be sure to check out franchisedictionarymagazine.com today. What's next with these videos? Where are you taking this? And you know, do you have any plans to do things in addition or more, or where are we going?
So my next step is to create an email subscription where after I do a video, I send it out to a list through email. So if anyone wants to sign up for that, they can go to gravityhub.ca/updates, and you can sign up for the videos and get them on a weekly basis.
Gravityhub.ca. Got it. Okay. And if anybody would like to connect with you and maybe ask you a few more questions about your videos or about Franchise Blast or anything else you're working on right now, what's a good place for them to connect with you?
So you can, of course, look me up on LinkedIn, Stefania Sigurdsson Forbes, or you can tweet to me at Stefania Forbes on Twitter.
At Stefania Forbes on Twitter. Awesome. Correct. Great. Correct. Stefania, thanks so much for joining Social Geek Radio today. It was a pleasure chatting with you again, and we hope to see you at a franchise and or marketing conference in the very near future.
Looking forward to seeing you guys too. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks, Stefania.
Good night, everybody. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Social Geek Radio. Copyright 2018 Social Geek Radio.